Yeah, we used to catch those little old bullhead catfish and try to roast them over. Couldn't eat them, save us all.
Well, they taste like cotton anyway.
Eat a lot of cotton.
You have no idea.
You know what makes cotton pretty edible though? A little bit of chicken shit on top of it.
You know, crawdad's not bad, but they're not worth all
they're
the
not
trouble.
Worth the effort.
They're not worth all the trouble you gotta go through to eat them.
Crawfish.
I'd just assume eat shrimp. They're not near as hard to peel.
This is true.
My wife's banned from eating lobster at that place in Russellville, at Brown's.
Lobster? They got
not lobster?
Lobster,
crab legs.
Oh. Make a
she
bed.
Has squirted every employee.
Boy, when I went to Florida, I filled up on crab. I could eat that. But of course, we had driven from Danville to Pensacola, and we stopped in Hattiesburg. That was our only stop.
Here at the Cat House, we'll cover all topics. Welcome to the fine dining episode, fine dining segment of our program.
You know, you're talking about hard times. I worked with this guy, Jesse James Lively. He'd lived through the Depression. He told me, he said, we always had three meals. I said, how's that, JJ? He said, well, we had oatmeal, we had cornmeal, and we had miss-a-meal. He said, miss-a-meal came around the whole lot.
No name.
That's it.
That's it. That's horse no name. Sounds just like
it. It's a weather channel.
There you go.